Recently, I was at Dharmavastu, and quite by chance, I came across an old, yellowing FWBO newsletter clipping inside one of their library books. And it was a book review by Bhante called D.H. Lawrence and Spiritual Community. Reviewing a biography of Lawrence, he was commenting on Lawrence's total failure to realise his ideal of a community. Total failure. It just ended up with him and Frieda. But Lawrence had written about a new kind of relationship which involved some sort of tenderness, sensitive, between men, and men and women. Not the one up, one down, lead on, I follow sort of business. But he totally failed to make it happen. Now, Bhante analysed this, drawing some very useful conclusions about how we can make community work. By the way, Bhante has studied and commented quite a lot on community living over the years. His concern in this area is, I think, one of the principal reasons why our foundation in community living is now so strong. And in this review, which I think is reprinted in one of the Windhorse anthologies, Bhante comes up with four principles of spiritual community. They are, and I'm sure they're familiar to many of us, one, the spiritual community consists of individuals. Two, the couple, single inverted commas, is the enemy of the spiritual community. Three, the spiritual community is not a group. Four, the spiritual community must have a common ideal and a common method of practice. Now, what stands out from these, apart from that very strong reference to the couple, is the clarity of Bhante's insistence that one must strive to be an individual in cooperation with others. A spiritual community is only such when its members work on themselves and try to be, in his words, self-aware, able to think for themselves, emotionally positive, creative rather than reactive in attitude towards life, spontaneous, sensitive, and responsible. And the spiritual community actually consists of such people's non-exploitive, non-addictive relationships. If its members don't work on themselves to become individuals in the sense defined, what we have is not a spiritual community but merely a group. If one can't relate to others as individuals, one will do so in that one up, one down, lead on, I follow sort of way that Lawrence hated. Interestingly, it may be that one reason Lawrence's community failed was because he felt he had to relate as a leader, and no one else wanted to relate to him like that. In fact, one of them responded to him by saying, "I think you're asking what no human being has a right to ask another." I think it's very good that we've been schooled so well in these inspiring principles. I think they certainly bear looking at again, their sources, I mean. Especially the fourth principle of spiritual community, that it must have a common ideal and a common method of practice. We have all that. We have the meditation and ethical practices of Buddhism and the ultimate overview of Dharma, which enables them all to become insight practices. The second of Bhante's principles, the couple is the enemy of the spiritual community, is easy to misunderstand. Indeed, I can't see how it can be otherwise when it's put in those terms. The word couple is in single inverted commas to indicate it holds a very particular meaning. So Bhante's definition is two people, usually of the opposite sex, who are neurotically dependent on each other and whose relationship, therefore, is one of mutual exploitation and mutual addiction. A couple consists of two half-people, each of whom unconsciously invest part of his or her total being in the other. Each is dependent on the other for the kind of psychological security that can be found, ultimately, only within oneself. So it's clear, I think, that Bhante was referring not to each and every sexual partnership, but to a certain kind of couple, a certain mode of coupled on. He could also possibly have been referring to couples who are going through an early phase in their life together. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that his very colourful analysis has been very influential on our sexual relations in the past, and that in some ways we continue and pass that on to others. Whatever the effect on us though, Bunty's motive seems to be to get his readers to acknowledge the key problems in sexual relationships, the very strong energies that can be involved between men and women, that are involved between men and women. I think we know better from our experience now how these energies can indeed cause people to lose their individuality in the way defined and relate solely in terms of the group or of the couple, which in Bunty's special sense is a group of two. And this is presumably the underlying reason why we in the FWBO have so far not ventured into mixed community in any considered way. Even though the great majority of us pursue one or another kind of sexual relationship. Bunty had a point then, and he has one now. However, since that point is never going to stop people having sexual relationships, I think it's a shame that we have not so far tried to address that point constructively. There is no 15 points for Buddhist couples or for Buddhist families. It's clearly possible for a couple or a family to be less of a group and more of a spiritual community, even allowing for the powerful energies involved. The way forward would be to make all this more conscious in actual living situations. I do think the time has come for some more experimental kinds of community, mixed community living. It's illustrative of all these points, I think, that no FWBO equivalent of Findhorn or Sammy Ling has come about in our 30-odd years.